Memorial Day mayhem. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
I just hear like, pow, 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 like six, seven shots. People start running and start dodging down.
Gunfire erupted yesterday at the beach in Hollywood, Florida. Shots hit nine people, ranging in age from 65 to just 1 year old.
A chaotic evening at Memorial Regional Hospital Monday as victims started arriving from a shooting on the Hollywood Broadwalk. Coming out of one of the ambulances arriving, a child cradled in the arms of a first responder. Several adults arriving, some in bathing suits.
Robin Simmons with Fox affiliate WSVN. One victim needed surgery. The rest are in stable condition. Police say the gunfire started during a dispute between two groups. They have one suspect in custody and are looking for another. President Biden and Speaker McCarthy reach a deal to raise the debt ceiling. Now they have to convince Congress to pass it.
While President Biden may find it tough selling progressives on the debt deal, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy won't have it any easier.
There's going to be a block of us that are a no.
Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy tells Fox News most Republicans who want substantial cuts in spending see something different in this bill.
Basically freezing spending for 2 years for a $4 trillion debt increase.
Congressman Roy suggests a short-term solution, giving IRS expansion and COVID funds to the Treasury to buy time toward a debt ceiling fix later this year. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The Texas Senate agreed yesterday to start the impeachment trial of Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton by August 28th. Getting home from the Memorial Day holiday was a lot easier than during the holiday at Christmas. FlightAware reports that airlines canceled only 97 flights yesterday compared to the thousands canceled Christmas weekend. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
All systems are still a go for SpaceX's 28th resupply mission for NASA to the International Space Station.
Liftoff of the SpaceX Dragon cargo spaceship on the company's Falcon 9 rocket this Saturday at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. SpaceX's Dragon loaded down with new science investigations, food, and other supplies for the international crew. The shipment also includes the next pair of solar panels to provide 20 to 30% more power, expanding the energy production capabilities of the space station. The rocket launch is targeted Saturday, no earlier than 12:34 p.m. Eastern Time. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Russia attacks Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, for a third straight night. Officials say Ukraine's air defenses intercepted more than 20 drones, but others got through, damaging buildings and killing at least one person. Meantime, in Russia, the mayor of Moscow says drones struck some buildings there this morning, causing some minor damage. A warning from the United Nations. Nine countries are in danger of widespread starvation and may be on the verge of a catastrophe.
The UN's World Food Program and the Food and Agriculture Organization are calling for urgent attention of food emergencies in Sudan, Haiti, Burkina Faso, and Mali. The sudden war in Sudan has cut off food supplies to the African nation. The others are seeing so much hostility, people can't get to where food may be located. They're joining Afghanistan, Nigeria, Somalia, South Sudan, and Yemen at the highest alert levels of populations that may face extreme food shortages. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And three Amazon delivery drivers in Colorado sued the e-commerce giant last week, claiming the company subjected them to such strict monitoring they were forced to skip bathroom breaks or risk being disciplined. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.